Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Final hour of Ben and Woods, Monday morning, live from the Corona Cave here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Our thanks again to our buddy Craig Elston for his report from La Mesa and what was happening over the weekend. And since we just talked to Craig, I want to make sure that we give that forum for everyone here, Woods, in our final hour. We haven't taken a ton of phone calls, but we wanted to keep those phone lines open. 833-288-0973. If you saw what was going on in San Diego, across the country, you just want to talk and you feel comfortable with Ben and Woods, and I hope that you do. Tier ones out there, we invite you to light up the phone lines, 833-288-0973, just a place where you can be heard, where we can listen, and other people can listen. And, you know, generally we have a pretty supportive community of listeners, Woods.
We do.
Doesn't mean that they're not going to mercilessly make fun of you at some times. That does happen as well.
But, yeah.
A general, pretty supportive community, so I thought we'd throw that out there just as a service for everyone. So feel free to call us right now, whether it ties into the sports world or not, just whatever you're thinking at this moment. It is there for you as a service, 833-288-0973. Wanted to see, the NFL, I mean, they almost had to put out a – it's that situation we talked about earlier. You don't put out a statement, you know, you're going to be –
you're complicit.
You're going to be slammed for not putting out a statement. But the NFL put out a statement, and, of course, they kind of got slammed for putting one out as well, because the NFL as a league has always maybe had more trouble than the rest of the professional sports out there with their legacy when it comes to racial injustice. And it starts and really ends with Colin Kaepernick and how the league has handled – and not handled the Colin Kaepernick situation since he started his protests. Very peaceful. Very, you know, just taking a knee, quietly taking a knee. It almost is amazing, Woods, when you think of what a kerfuffle that created around the country compared to what's going on right now. And you thought, wow, he was just quietly doing it on his own to bring some attention to the cause of racial injustice, you know, and police brutality. And
not on his own, by the way. Important to note that the idea for kneeling peacefully during the national anthem came from Nate Boyer, a former Green Beret white man that told him, Colin, sitting down during the anthem is disrespectful. Kneeling during the anthem to let everybody know is not. And that's what I would do if I were you. Colin took those words, again, from a white Green Beret and said, okay, that's what I'll do. And that's what he did.
And then when they played God Bless America, he stood for that and said, why did you stand for that if you knew? He said, because I love America. I love America, and he wants it to be better. And I think that's what a lot of the protesters out there were, the same message was going on. This weekend is that they just want this country to be better, Woods. And I'm always, I'm always going to support anyone whose heart wants to make this country a better place for everyone.
Sure.
More fair, more equitable. That is always a positive message that we should always be striving for. And ultimately, that's what this weekend was about for the vast majority of people. So when the NFL dips their toe into the water about this and they send, you know, they send out a statement, you're going to see a lot of criticism. And I understand why the NFL can't win in this situation.
You going to read the statement?
Yeah, I can read it. I'm trying to call it up here.
I'll do it.
You got it? Okay.
Essentially, as current events dramatically underscore, there remains much more to do as a country, as a league. These tragedies inform the NFL's commitment and our ongoing efforts. There remains an urgent need for action. We recognize the power of our platform and communities as part of the fabric of American society. We embrace that responsibility and are committed to continuing the important work to address these systemic issues together with our players, clubs, and partners. Talking, of course, previously about deepest condolences going out to the family of Mr. George Floyd and the many others that have lost people. The protesters' reactions to these incidents reflect the pain, anger, and frustration so many of us feel. You had a guy, and instead of a guy that was practicing peaceful protest every day, and he's been essentially banned from the league. I mean, it's, you know, you hear reports, oh, he wants this much money and that much money. Listen, there's a lot worse. We've had this discussion ad nauseum. There's many, many quarterbacks in the NFL that aren't as good and talented as Colin Kaepernick. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. That being said, Ben, no one wanted the quote-unquote headache of Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem. When you had the president speaking out against it every Sunday, when it would start to die down, the president would tweet about it again. When you had Vice President Mike Pence walking out of a stadium because Colin Kaepernick knelt. And then his statement over the weekend talking about how important peaceful protests are, that's the one that made me want to put my head through a wall when I read that from Mike Pence, because that's not true. It's not true. You're not being honest at all. And I don't care who you voted for. I don't care what side you're on. That's not honesty.
Yeah, when the
you
NFL,
walked out.
When the NFL calls for urgent action, you're asking for major, you say you're asking for major societal changes. You couldn't even get one of your 32 teams to sign Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
And you're thinking that you're going to help promote urgent action on a national level, you know, major change moving forward. And you guys couldn't even get one player signed among 32 teams.
Yep.
That at the very most was probably going to cause, you know, some people to get angry. And you couldn't figure out a way to deal with that. You were so focused on your business and worried about the cost of maybe losing some ticket sales or some merchandise sales that not one team could figure that out. And there you see what the problem is. People are, they're too afraid, especially in the NFL, to put their money where their mouth is. They're willing to put out a statement, but how do you go beyond just the words that don't mean anything unless you back it up with action?
Yeah, it's exactly right, man. It's, you know, talk is very, very cheap. Here's the thing, though, and we all have to realize this. The NFL will go on. The NFL will go on. Nothing's really going to change in the NFL. They're going to continue to make their money. They're the only league, in fact, Ben, where it seemed like they were unaffected by, you know, the COVID virus. It's like, and we don't know yet. We haven't seen it play out. But all systems are a go right now. I mean, they're going to have to make a couple of changes here and there, maybe where they do their training camps and things like that. They're not going to be any fans in the stands. It doesn't matter. They're still going to make money hand over over fist. We'll still be watching. We'll still be talking about it. They don't really have to change. They don't.
Well, I mean, is the NFL the biggest evil player out there? Of course not.
Of course not.
And should we all have to give up watching football because, you know, we didn't like the statement, felt a little, you know, political by the NFL? I mean, no, that seems like an overreaction as well. At the same time, how do you move forward? If everyone has that attitude about everything, it's like, yeah, I mean, I have that same issue myself. Yeah, I support what they're protesting for, but I can't really do anything about it. I mean, I can vote, and I do, I always do. And, you know, I generally vote for candidates that I think are trying to make the world a better and more fair place for everyone. What else can I do? I don't see how I can tangibly create that societal change that they are asking for other than with my vote. And you've got it. You've absolutely got it. I will vote for candidates that want this world to be more fair and equitable.
Yeah.
Do I need to do more?
It's not all you can do. I'm not saying you need to go march or anything like that. I mean, I do think everybody has to do what they're comfortable doing. It's a hard conversation. You know, it is a hard conversation to have. I want to do more. I want to say more. I want to say a lot more. But I don't. Because I want to work. I want to have a job. I want to feed my kids. You know, hey, listen, if I'm being 100% honest right now, I want people to like me. I don't want people to hate me. And I think you run the risk a lot of times of alienating a percentage of people. I mean, what's in my heart to say? I can say a lot of it. Some of it I can't. Some of it the FCC won't let me say. I'm not allowed by law. Now, that's a fight I'd be willing to have. We got our boss filling in for Paul today. I mean, I'd like to, Adam, if you don't mind, I'd like to take on the FCC just head on and fight for the right to just curse on the radio when I, you know, I'd probably lose my job, which would not be smart.
If you can win that fight, then we can have that conversation.
If I can win that fight, I'd be all for it. Be all for
marching
it.
In the streets for the right to say the F word.
Yes,
on the radio.
Come on, man. I'm a grown adult.
Somehow
F
that
you.
Doesn't feel like the most the most urgent issue pressing society right now.
F you.
The right to say the F word on the radio.
Feels pretty pressing. Boy, I would have let it fly today. I'll tell you what, though, man. I saw so much stuff, too, over the weekend. This is the thing. These are the things that bum me out the most. Did anybody see the absolute clown show in Salt Lake City with Mr. Bow and Arrow, with Mr. Hunger Games? Did you see that guy? Oh, Ben. So there's a guy. It's amazing. Older white guy gets out of his car, pulls out his Hunger Games crossbow, and starts firing arrows into a crowd of protesters, peaceful protesters, by the way. Well, what do you think happens when a bunch of people see Mr. Hunger Game, Mr. Mockingjay, out of his car? They grab him and they beat the ever-loving crap out of this guy. The news gets a hold of this guy and they interview him. And he goes, yeah, well, they beat me through my open car window. And the reporter goes, oh, so you stayed in your car the whole time? He goes, yeah, they were black African Americans. And it's just like, dude, we saw you. You're on video. My advice to everyone is to film everything. Unless that has to do with me, film everything that could be a potential injustice, because I really feel like it's the only way we're going to be able to get rid of crooked cops, people that are looting and stealing. Like, film every single thing.
Here's the tough part,
though. You've got to see this video. I tweet, you're going to die. Like, it's so obvious.
We need police officers to be able to do their jobs.
100%.
Every once in a while, they actually have to use some force to do their job.
Of course
keep,
they do.
To protect
to
other
keep
people
the peace.
And to keep people safe and to keep the peace.
No, I don't think anybody has a problem with force. I think people have a problem with excessive force. I think people have a problem with kneeling on a guy's throat that says, I can't breathe for 9 minutes. I mean, those are the things. And the other, you know, those other cops that were standing there kind of, you know, thumbs, you know, twiddling their thumbs, you're complicit too. You're complicit. I read a little bit about the other cops that were involved in this situation. One guy had several grievances filed against him. The other two, clean records. But you know what? They're complicit. You know why? Because they didn't do anything. And I know that it's hard. But there are so many cops out there willing to take that step to say, hey, I saw another cop, a black lady, I can't remember what city it was. One of the cops went up to a peaceful protester and shoved him against the rail. And she, another police officer, got in his face and ran him away to de-escalate the situation. Saying, no, that's not what you do. So it is possible. It is possible. And I know there are so many police out there that want to do the right thing. But it's going to take a voice. It's going to take a lot of courage. And I certainly respect that. I admire that. But it's got to happen. It's got to be, you know, Ben, you can't have a guy with 17 brutality claims against him out on the streets. You just can't. You can't. You had your chance, man.
And I don't think anyone is really disagreeing with that. I mean, that's the thing.
Then why was he there?
That's a good
point. The biggest problem is that guy should never be in that position because he's lost that
and maybe
privilege.
That's the first tangible step that we can take.
It's such a massive step.
All right, well, if you've got some thoughts, 833-288-0973. Our phones are open. We can continue to discuss this. We're also discussing baseball's potential return. Some reason for optimism, some reason for pessimism, and a former Padre weighs in on all of this with some controversial comments.
Now, was the bark worse than the bite with that former Padre?
Well, if you only read like one little piece of it,
then yes,
you were pretty like
you're pretty
whoa,
incensed.
This is pretty inflammatory. If you read the rest of it, you go, okay, this makes a lot of sense with what he's saying. So we'll get to that coming up next. It's Bennett Woods right now. Let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.